With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Although Hurricane Ethel, Erin that is not expected to make landfall along the East Coast, on North Carolina's Outer Banks, evacuation orders have been posted.
We've now issued a storm surge warning for the Outer Banks of North Carolina from Cape Lookout up through Cape Hatteras, all the rest of Dare County up to Duck. This means there's the danger of life-threatening inundation of 2 to 4 feet of inundation above ground level, especially in that warning area here. And that is, again, life-threatening inundation. We're particularly concerned about both the ocean side of the Outer Banks as well as the sound side.
National Hurricane Center Director Dr. Michael Brennan. Erin is a couple of hundred miles offshore. Still, it's producing thundering surf and dangerous rip currents, heavy rains and high winds. Beach and road erosion, a big concern along the Outer Banks. And soon, there will be three. Another illegal immigrant holding center is on the way.
The facility will be dubbed the Cornhusker Clink. It's a play on Nebraska's nickname of the Cornhusker State and an old slang term for jail. It will join the ranks of other detention centers, such as Alligator Alcatraz and Deportation Depot detention centers in Florida and the Speedway Slammer in Indiana. Nebraska's Republican governor says that they will use an existing minimum security prison work camp in McCook, a remote city of about 7,000 people in the middle of the wide open prairies between Denver and Omaha. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Dozens of former officials have been stripped of their security clearances by National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard. Amid questions about the accuracy of Washington, D.C.'s crime stats, the Justice Department, taking a closer look, is launching an investigation of the matter. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 2 points. The Nasdaq futures are down 50 points. This is SRN News. Costco is staying out of the abortion business.
The popular big box store says it has decided not to sell abortifacient drugs in this country after months of entreaties by pro-life advocates. Walgreens and CVS are selling the pills after the Biden administration made it easier for them to do so. Alliance Defending Freedom says it's a good business decision, adding that the drugs are, quote, legally and politically fraught, raising significant reputational issues and driving away customers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio man has pleaded guilty to attacking a pair of Ohio State students outside a bar in Columbus because they're Jewish. The Justice Department has released a statement saying 20-year-old Timur Mamatov of Tip City admitted in court that he assaulted the victims because they were Jewish. No American should fear being violently attacked based on their religious beliefs. The defendant could be sentenced to as much as 10 years in prison. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise here in the U.S. and around the world. This is SRN News. A Trump golf course returning to the PGA Tour rotation after a decade-long hiatus.
Trump Doral in Florida is back on the PGA Tour schedule for the first time in 10 years. The Miami Championship in early May will be a $20 million signature event. Players will have a six-week stretch that starts with the Masters and ends with the PGA Championship, with three $20 million events in between. Players who aren't eligible for the biggest events might have only two tournaments for which they are eligible. The PGA Tour lost the Barracuda Championship in Lake Tahoe opposite the British Open. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
A dangerous heat wave is taking hold across much of California and the Southwest, with triple-digit temperatures expected, along with an increased risk of wildfires. Officials opened cooling centers this week in Los Angeles and warn residents to avoid strenuous outdoor activity. SRNNews.com.